Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
runway.
Serve.
Work the runway.
Serve.
Work the runway.
Serve.
Work the runway. Work the runway.
Serve.
Work the runway.
Serve.
Work the runway.
Runway.
Serve. Work the runway.
Yeah.
Now we missing. Hello, hello, hello. We are back here on another edition tonight. Well, this is always going to be the show Ladies Night, but tonight our dedication and we're giving total tribute and total acknowledgement and respect and love to the legendary Alora, Ebony, Jordan, and so on and so on. I would like it for all of us, all you callers out there on the line and everybody that's in the chat room, if you'd like to say something, tell a memory, or discuss some of the fabulous things that Alora did to make you laugh, you can all call in to 347-215-6820, or you definitely can pull up us on Tins and Chops at blogtalkradio.com, and you can listen to the show from the internet. I'm having a lovely panel of people who have stayed up late to come in and grace the runway and speak about Alora and how the things that, you know, how Alora has affected them. I would like for everyone to show respect. I would like for everyone to be nice and honest, and we're not going to be catty because that's not what it's about tonight. If you are, you will be dismissed. We all know that Miss Alora was the most funniest and energetic person that we've seen in the ballroom scene. We know some of the times she would come through the door running, spinning her head up in the air and shaking and shaking and shaking to give us all what we want to see. You know, she was an energetic performer. We have lots of, I'm going to have Mika. She used to be the mother of the prodigy. We all know who Mika is. So I'm like, we don't have to say her name, Mika. Just Mika. How about that? We're just going to have Mika. We're going to have Isaac. We're going to have Deja. We're going to have Selvin. Of course, we have overall Mother East Coast. A lot of people will be coming on because she has a fabulous moment with Alora, too. I'm pretty sure all of us have heard the story. But we're going to bring everybody on the line, and we're just going to have fun, and we're going to enjoy the night. If you have any other questions for any other of the shows, like for Kelly's show or Cabbage Show, then you save those questions for there. Today, your questions and everything would like to be addressed to Alora. And you also can talk about how Alora has changed the ballroom scene and how the ballroom scene has changed since Alora has been gone. Well, it was a fool when she was here. But my first caller, I'm going to start bringing some people up. If you're on the line, Mika, Isaac, y'all need to be pressing 1. Anybody that would like to speak need to be pressing 1. Anybody that's not going to speak, please take your hand down. The first caller that's on the line, let me make sure she's ready. Everybody has to be on here. We have to all talk about all the funds. Okay, the first call on the line is, you. How you doing, girl? 917-693, you're live on the air. 917-693, you're live on the air. Well, I guess not. My next call is 347-577, you are now on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Nicole, hey, this is Isaac.
Hi, Isaac. How are you? What's going on? Welcome to the tribute to Alora, all night.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who came out to support Alora last night. It means so much that so many people thought to come and walk in the name of Alora. Although, let's start from the beginning. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of people who wanted to walk that did walk. It wasn't that it was shade to a lot of people that did walk, but a lot of people did not bring that energy and excitement that she brought. It wasn't that they didn't vogue. It's just that they didn't bring the energy and excitement that Alora brought.
The category was Vogue Down to everybody that's listening
it was
at Vogue-a-mania.
Like Alora,
hold on,
it was
Isaac.
The name of Alora, and we all know Alora. Although she was excitement and drama, she also brought all the elements of Vogue.
Right.
And
hold on, Isaac. Hold on.
I must give props.
Hold on, Isaac. For all of y'all listeners and out there, Jack and Luna has Bogomania Tuesday night, $5 to drinks and fabulous. I was going up in there. And they had a special category for Alora yesterday. We all know who that is, right? But to switchboard and your sister Kelly, y'all going to get some structure. I need to be letting me know. Hello. Don't be interrupting my conversation. That's rude.
Okay,
the legendary, I'm Jennifer Evie, so you're on the line, my sister.
Isaac.
What's going on? Hold on, let me finish letting them know. I said, and it was broke down, like, you know, you wasn't not to have to vogue like a Laura, but they wanted you to vogue down as if she would have, but in your own, you know, concept or whatever it is that you
exactly.
believe.
But I
might
say
not have them.
Excuse me, that Laomi and Janice, they broke it down, each individually and together. They both broke it down, so I want to give props to both of them. Janice,
well, that's why we have to. That's why we was on the red carpet today, Isaac, and we trying to figure out how we can fix what Kelly calls the rickety-crickety judges that does that. I think it's a lot of confusion in the whole ballroom scene. So that's why a lot of things is being done. I think everybody should have been doing their homework so they know that they didn't have to do a Laura move, but you had to bring
not her
energy.
Mood, but just the energy and excitement, including all the elements of performance that Laura brought. And a lot of that wasn't what I did think was nice with that Jack. He brought all the chops back because as Laura, in her beginning stages, she was Christina, and, you know, that's when she got chopped and she was building her name. But once she became Laura, a household name, she brought you drama, excitement, and energy that everybody loved and yearned to see.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree with that. And when Alora got chopped, she came back, and you chopped her, she came back, and she
back
came
and back,
and
back,
it wasn't
and
weaker,
even the girl,
but
like
she got more
crazy. I don't know her name, so I apologize when I know him, but the girl whose wig came off, Alora's wig came off a couple of times, and she vogued down. She paid the fact that her wig came off and kept going, so I was so glad that the girl paid the fact that her wig came off.
Are you just glad her wig came off?
Where is the legendary Mika? What happened to her?
She's here, Misha.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Stop this right now, everybody. Misha. This is a lady. No. I want all of y'all out there to know that this show is ladies, and we have to first address the legendary lady that's on this line who also has changed performance and took it to a level and has broken barriers and have went completely out of the element. Mika, legendary prodigy. How are you, my sister? How are you?
I'm good. I was falling asleep until you started late, but I'm not gonna say nothing about that.
Okay, no, we're gonna play that on Kelly, and we're gonna deal with her when she gets up here because that has nothing to do with me. But as we all know, you and Alora were like Barney and Clyde, like y'all rolled together. Like y'all, you know, when y'all came out in Vogue, y'all came in the building together, and y'all both vogued in this category and everything. And how much fun was that for you? And how close were you with Alora? And tell me something about what you and your relationship meant.
Well, we started off, it was kind of weird because I met her when I was still a BCU. I met her. And we met at Tiffany's, as a matter of fact. Like, I think I had just came from school, and she was down there. She used to go to Hetrick. And mm-hmm. I saw her in Tiffany's, and we just started talking, like just having casual conversation. Like she wasn't really in them like that yet. She was still like BQ.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she walked around with the little scarves around her neck, and you know the denim outfits, the skinny jeans with the little denim scarves tied around her neck. So that's how I met her, and then. I'm not gonna say we hit it off at first, but it was like you knew that she was gonna be in your life for a while, and she was. She was my sister. She was a really, really good friend. She was funny. She was loving. She was an all around beautiful person. She really was. So.
Let me pull up this one more caller before I go back to this. Caller 318-489. You are now on the air to the tribute to Alora. 318-489. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. How are you? What's going on?
I'm great. How are you?
I can't complain. What's the deal? And what is this is Yolanda, legendary Yolanda. And, you know, of course, her herself with her whole performance and everything speaks for herself. So I don't have to sit here and give you a whole breakdown on Yolanda, Mika, or any of the people on this phone because their whole history speaks for themselves. So welcome to the show, Yolanda. What's up? How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. Everything's great with me. I hope everyone else is fine.
Okay, so what's your whole outlook, or what would you like to bring to the table about something that you and Allura has shared, or something that you have been through that can be hilarious, or, you know, sad or funny, whatever it is? What would you say that you two have done together or accomplished together?
Well, I would say basically, you know, it goes really far back. Like, I can't even put it all into one, but it's definitely a full of just, you know, laughter, crying, pain. It was a lot just all in one, I would say, from meeting her in the beginning and bringing her to the ballroom scene, you know, basically letting her know, you know, slow your Vogue down, maybe change it up, do things differently. You know, we don't have to Vogue the same because we, you know, we're sisters. Like, I taught her a lot of stuff. She's taught me a lot of stuff. And, you know, I held her very dear and close to my heart as, like, a real blood sister, because I don't have any. So,
I would believe that's the case with all of us. Hold on, Yolanda. Now, Isaac, what have one of the memory moments, because I have to go through the panel, that you and Allura have shared, and y'all also was close and with Kiki down, and what would you say you and Allura have shared that was so much fun?
Well, it wasn't an actual ballroom moment. It was a club moment. It was a one time me, her, and Kevin Prodigy, we were all at the house and we were planning to go out, and Allura had got extremely done.
Mm-hmm.
Took up the club, and we, of course, you know how we do, we took forever to get ready, and we got to the club, which was the Octagon, and everybody knows about the Octagon. We got to the club, Allura was done. She had on a lace cat suit, and I did her hair, and she painted down. We go to the club, the Beats is chewing it. Allura is going crazy at the club. She is voguing down. We're like, Allura, calm down, Allura, calm down. She went in at the club. She tore the club down in the cat suit was tore up.
I think I've seen that clip or whatever. Sis Ginger?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Because
you have a special event for me today, so I'm going to, everybody else is on the panel. Mika, we coming back to you. Don't go nowhere and don't get sleepy just yet, because your word is truly a blessing, and I need you on this thing right there, that panel right there. But Jennifer, I want to give this over to you, because you also know Allura personally and know a lot of so I'm going to give this to you right now while I go light
that
my
legendary
kill.
Fight with her and Kelly in the Village, 3 times they went at it, and she would not stop. It was, oh, my God, they just was going at it for just from Christopher Street to 14th Street to 8th Avenue.
I didn't even think of Miss Kelly. We should leave that one to the that story is the most kikiest highlight of the whole night show.
Oh, she's not giving up, and she was determined. Kelly, I don't care what happened, but we are going to fight, and I'm not backing down. Kelly drove to 14th Street. She went to 14th Street. She parked at U-Haul right there in front of Hogs and Heifers, and they was going at it again. So, I mean, and other than that, she would come over to 215. You know, everybody been to 215. Take her wig off. She wants her hair done. She wants to do this. And, you know, put the music on. Her and Sabrina, rest in peace, you know, would have the beats going. Then they would argue. Then they would put, all right, girl, we'll put the beats on. And they would Vogue in the living room. They would Vogue to Rainbows. They would come back voguing, get dressed to go back to the city. And they would just, like, Allura, she's just so full of energy. So
yeah, that was a kiki. Mika, tell us something personal about when Allura was transitioning, because y'all was close at that time and she was really becoming into being her ladyhood. How would you say that that was affecting her and her whole fame, you know, with being so Allura at the ballroom scene? And if it was?
Well, not really. Like, Allura really was, I can't really, Allura didn't care what anybody thought.
You ain't lying.
She didn't
care,
so she didn't really think about her look like that. It was pretty much us, like, we wanted her to look like part of the family. Allura would have been all right just doing whatever she wanted to do. And it's like, one time we were in D.C., and we were getting ready to go out, and she had took this before she got body and stuff. She went inside and massacred this pillow. She like stuffed everything inside her. And I was like, well, she can't go out like that. And so we just sat there for like an hour just re-patting her and patting her. It was crazy.
Yes, I just figured.
Huh?
I said, Mr. Laura, is the key, she really does pay it. She paid. I guess y'all was really hard on bringing her look together, and y'all, you know, for the throwback, and people that has had a part in her life has done a, did a wonderful job, because Miss Singh had the most loveliest breasts also. They were fab, so she did a lovely job. Well, I'm going to also start.
That towards the end she started to show off her body like that, but she had a beautiful body. Her body was really nice.
Yeah, she always, you never really, yeah, she kept it in a lot. We didn't know how Laura was blossoming, and then she just bust out, and you just gag. Oh, where did all this come from? But I want to make sure everybody on the phone line, if you have a memory, something you'd like to say, add about Alora's performance and the things that she has contributed to the whole ballroom scene, or even to your personal life, press 1, dial the number 347-215-6820. Listen from the chat room. You chat room members, if you have any questions, send them over to Switchboards and Kelly. Y'all will be assisted, and we will get these questions back on the line. There's someone else that I need to bring on this phone who was also very dear to Alora, and we like have Mika, Yolanda on the line, who were all very ballroom for Miss Alora, and y'all was in her personal life, but at her ending and all of the end, and for a very long time, this person has been very, 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 very close to Miss Alora. So with the number, wait, let me make sure I have to, I know it off my head. Kiana, 347-31, oh, hold on. I'm sorry. We might have a technicality. It's 11:30. Is it time to pay some bills? Hi. Yeah. So, wait, hold on a second. We have to keep it. Y'all guys can keep it moving. Jennifer, I want to hear your surprise. Like I said, if any of you also guys have anybody that want to say.
Nicole, Mercedes is trying to call in as well.
Oh, okay. Yes, everyone that wants to have some. Mercedes is trying to also call in, Cal. Give me the first three numbers, the area code and the first three numbers.
It's 267-345.
You got that, Ms. Cal? 267-345. If someone know where Deja is, maybe tell her to press 1. Anybody that's on the line, you must
Nicole,
press 1.
Your guest is here.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got to brace ourselves, y'all, because I've been waiting for this guest. That Jennifer's bringing me a surprise guest on the phone. Oh, my heart a little bit.
It was, I think she is Laura's first gay mom, and she's coming from Philadelphia. And Yanni.
Yes.
This is the legendary Yanni Karan Women's Performance. I'm not going to tell it to me. If you don't know, then shame on you. Yanni, how are you?
Oh,
but you know I put an APP out on you.
Are you serious?
Yes, I was looking for you. I did not want to go ahead and go forward without letting you know that this was happening. That goes for Mika and Isaac and Mercedes and Yolanda and all you people who have played. Well, I played the real close, but I would say that y'all were very, very more intact with Alora. I want Selvin is supposed to be also coming on the phone, and anybody else that has had their personal relationship. But Yanni, what's up?
What's going on?
How you doing? This Mika's on the phone. Isaac, Yolanda.
I'm good.
Hi.
Hey, Yolanda.
Hello. Yes, thank you. This show is ladies' night at the same time, but tonight we're just going to really go in and go up for Miss Alora, my sister, rest in peace, who I know that has to be in a better place because she had a lovely heart. So, Yanni, what's up?
Yes.
I love to hear your stories and the little boy that came up to you and changed your life.
Yes. So, me and Chris, he used to run away from his group home. I didn't know where he was running away from. But I used to always go to New York and hang out with Tyrone. And he's always just following me on 14th Street. You know, I'm down there, you know, doing my thing. And he's always just following me. And he always just got life off of me. And I didn't understand, like, what are you living for me for? Like, you know. But I think he liked the whole fact that, you know, a woman or a girl at that time you know, being so in tune with, you know, the scene. You know, I think that fascinating, and he always loved, you know, he was very dramatic. You know, and we both had something in common. We both had asthma. And he's the one that go like that, don't have ad. I was like, listen, have your Buterol on standby. So,
no. Miss Laura, this is somebody who had asthma and all this energy.
Yeah, we both had asthma. But she's definitely missed. You know, she grew up, and I think about her every day. You know, I lost a lot of people in my life, and she was one of the ones that, you know, we sit and what boggled me is we used to have personal conversations, and we would just sit and talk about, you know, taking care of yourself and stuff like that, you know, and I always wonder, like, it wasn't more that I could do, you know, but, you know, when you, when we grow up, you know, you deal with the, you know, the cards that was dealt to you in the best way you know how. You know, a lot of us grew up on the streets. I mean, it don't necessarily have to mean you came from a broken home. It could just mean that you felt like you were being misunderstood and you just leave home. You know, everybody is not, everybody, it's not like everyone's family rejected them for their lifestyle. Just sometimes, you know, stuff just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wonder, you know, I always just wonder, you know, sometimes in this lifestyle, is there more that we can do? You know, being that I was a few years older than Laura, but we always just sit and just have talks, and you know, people don't never know a person's relationship until they pass. And you're like, oh, I never knew you that close to her. Oh, I never knew you was a girl. That was my gay child. And, you know, and you go back and forth, but at the end of the day, you know, it's not who was who mother first. It's about this one individual person that touched our heart
your life.
In one way or another. You know, and you cherish that.
Okay, hold on, Yanni. First of all,
Mel's trying to call in.
Who?
Mel's trying to call in right now.
Mel, okay. Everybody that's trying to call in, the number is 347-215-6820. You can pull us up on Blog Talk Radio. This night is for Laura. Anything you want to say, anything about her performance, your personal opinion. Kiana Icon, I don't know where you at. You need to be on this line. And right now, before I read this next number, I'm going to be introducing the override. Here go the story, y'all. The override East Coast mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
And put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait. Legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
I'm Kelly, before you go with your introduction, I want you to make sure you get Tamara and Kiana on the phone.
But hold on, Nicole, because you have the phone lines are jam-packed. The girls are calling in. I need to bust these calls down real quick, y'all. So hold on. Let me get in. I think this is Mercedes right here. 215-554, you're live on the air. Hello? 215-554. Okay, I guess not. You're gonna have to
8-4-5.
Oh, 267. Okay, no, that's not her. Hold on, we got another caller. 347-316. You're live on the air.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
That's Kiana Icon, who's also a part of my panel with her sister,
okay, hold
Alora.
On, Kiana. Hold on right there, Kiana, because I'm
right
going to bust these calls down quick. Hold on. 646-678, you're live on the air on Ladies Night.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Ernest.
Hey, how are you?
Ernest.
Hi.
You know what I'm saying? I had a call in for my baby, Alora, you know what I'm saying? You know, I couldn't really say nothing, like, nothing really. She's, like, a great person. I couldn't really even... You know, like some of my best moments I had with her. Like, she was my ex-lover, so it's like, you know what I'm saying? That was my boo. Like, you already know, like, you know what I'm saying? So, all I can really say is I miss her, and I'm definitely, like, going to pop a bottle for the 30th for her birthday, you already know. And, you know, that's, you know, pretty much, you know.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you for definitely
calling in. Okay, next call is 856-206. You're live on the air on Ladies Night.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, ladies.
Who's this calling?
It's Anthony Wright.
Hold on 1 second. Tamara, Kiana, y'all got to mute your phone. Y'all got to move away from the computer. I can't hear y'all on this line.
Yes. The wedding is scheduled for tomorrow.
Kiana, mute your phone.
Don't worry. I took care of that already. Okay, go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on? It's Anthony Revlon. My fondest memory of Allura, I will have to go back to 98 when I met her by Two Potatoes, and she was Christina trying to push up on me, talking about, oh, you should be a Jordan, you should come to a house meeting and everything. Yeah, so it was. It was because of her that I became and known, you know, what the ballroom scene was. And then I remember her and Yolanda always used to go here. Her and Yolanda always used to go at it at Bernie's house. And Bernie would always push them to the limit. So Yolanda went and bust a Macarena on Christina, a.k.a. Allura. And Allura opened up Bernie's window and dipped on the fire
escape. Jumped out the window. I remember that. Oh, my gosh.
And then Kelly, you should remember this one. Remember at the Glow when Yolanda became a Mugler with the long blonde hair?
Oh, my gosh.
and she went in both, and Allura came to it behind her and battled the shit out of her. Those are the memories.
And she gave the trophy to Yolanda.
That was so memorable. It's just like you can't even erase it.
And Allura, she will be missed. She always brought something new to the category. And, you know, the talent like that, you don't get all the time. So, you know, to Allura, I love you. Your Jordan brother from 98. God bless you and rest in peace.
Thank you so much.
Okay, hold on. The next caller is 646-320. You're live
Jamel.
On the air, ladies.
That's you, Jamel.
That's Jamel.
Jamel, are you there?
646-320, you're live on the air.
Okay, they'll be calling back. Don't disregard.
We have one more caller. Okay. Keisha, you're live on the air on Ladies Night.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Hi, Keisha.
What's going on,
darling? Oh, God. I'm in tears right now because, first and foremost, I remember Allura as Christina. We go way back at the motherfucking old, the warehouse where we used to Butcher Queen Vogue Femme on the sideline. And then when she got into the ballroom scene, she became Allura. And I will have to say she has been one of the most genuinest, friendliest, down-to-earth.
Go ahead, Nicole.
Make sure back Kiana and Tamara. They are not today for this panel. They are not to be listening. But if they're going to be loud, then they will be muted. Don't disconnect them. And so we here, all of us. And check also to see if Mercedes number in there. And everybody else that want to call in, I think y'all should all call in. Press 1. Kelly will get y'all right on this line.
Press 1. The switchboard says they have to press 1 so their number can be seen. I cannot just see numbers. Hold on.
Yes, Mika.
Hold on.
Mika is trying to say something. What did you say, Mika?
No, I wanted to know if Yanni was still on the phone because she said something.
Yanni's here.
Sorry. 908-444. You're live on the air. Classic.
Yanni's still
here. Excuse me, on Ladies Night.
I'm still here.
Oh, no, Yanni said that.
Yes.
Hold on.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with them. Sorry.
Nisha, we're Yanni's on the phone.
Oh, no. No, she said something like, she said that, you know, you always think like, is this something that you can do?
Can you speak up, please?
Whoever they phone, get it away from, get it together. The computer, I'm hearing the computer. Okay, go ahead, Mika.
You know, she was just like, you know, you always wonder if there's something that you can do, or is like, should you have done more, or could you have done more for this person, or could you have done more for that person? And I just really wanted to say that, yeah, you think like that, but at the end of the day, you know what I mean, we're grown, you know, and we have to be responsible for ourselves, and the things that we get ourselves into after a while, I mean, we're not going to have those kids loves anymore.
Hold on, I'm not able to hear. Move away from your computer or mute them.
Because she's really saying something important.
And I think
right.
That should be heard. Back up.
Hello, Nicole.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and we, you know, we love the people that's in our lives. You know what I mean? We love them, and sometimes it doesn't seem like that because this lifestyle, it's so small. You know what I mean? That there's so many things get distorted. You know, just by silly things, simple things. You know what I mean? But when you have a relationship with somebody outside of that, you really get to know somebody. You know,
right.
love. You know, it's sometimes not enough. You know what I mean? You can't do it on your own. A lot of people, they have to walk their own path. You know what I mean? And as much
Amen.
As you love them, and as much as it hurts that you can't be there for them, or you can't help them the way you want to. You know what I mean? It you're not a failure for that. You know, you didn't fail them. You know,
well, I would just want to elaborate on that as far as, you know, we really can't help somebody if they don't want to help for themselves. But as far as my sister's case, Alora, she had a lot of pressure on her. You know, she was pulled in a lot of different directions. And I used to always tell her, you know, just try to stay calm, try to really, you know, just stay to yourself. And, you know, somewhat of things that I do when you know you can't be in, you know, you get pulled in different directions and people want you to do so much, and you're trying to become this enormous person when you have to just really focus on you and what you can do. And, you know.
At the end of the day, you know, this is not that serious.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
This is not life and death. Walking a ball is not life and death. Getting your life is not
but
life
to some
and death.
People, it
you
is.
Winning.
One
some
at a time.
People,
one
you know
at a time.
Honestly, at the end of the day, life and death and family, that's what's real. All this other
Amen.
Stuff, like trophies and all that, that's not
right.
real. That's not
to
real.
You, it might
you
not be
your
real
whole
to
life.
You.
You spend
but
your
to
life.
Her,
let me tell you something. Actually, that's
really,
why I'm
really
saying that because at the end of the day, this is what she wanted. Alora did all that to be loved. She thought that if she could be that,
like
then you
attention.
Love her.
Wait,
really
one thing
her.
About this show is, Yolanda, and to anybody, when someone is speaking, let them finish completely. We are ladies, and the only man up here is Isaac. So if someone is
really?
Speaking, let's
actually, Isaac is a lady.
Yeah,
hold on.
Oh.
Wait, hold on, Mika. Hold on. Mika, can you, when you talk, Mika, can you speak up a little bit? Because the people that's listening from the computer, they say they can barely hear you.
Okay. Well, no,
okay.
I was saying that Alora spent her whole life trying to please people, trying to win approval. You know what I mean? She tried so much to be loved by everybody. Everything she did was so that you can love her. You know what I mean? Even her smile to you. I mean, it was warm, it was beautiful, but if you didn't know her, you didn't know how to receive that.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like she honestly, her love was the best thing that she had to offer. And all everyone really can talk about is a performance. And yes, it was beautiful, and yes, it was wonderful, but at the end of the day, her love that she gave and didn't receive, that's what's important. That's what's important. That legacy of love that she left to people, that she touched them, that is what's important. And you can't fail when there's love. There's no failure with love. You know what I mean? And so when we sit and we say, oh, well, we could have done this or couldn't we have done that or didn't they know? You know, people know. But at the end of the day, it's really up to us. We make the decision that we make. You know what I mean? And sometimes when we really realize how real this life is and when we really realize the stuff that's taking over us, it's too late. It's too late. You know, God already has the final say with that. And so right now, honestly, all I can say is that, you know, I'm happy for her. I'm happy that I got to share something with her. I'm happy that I had to have special times with her. My special times with Alora and my moments with Alora was not in the ballroom scene. I don't even know who that girl is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I got to experience a different kind of girl. I got to experience a more powerful girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she was amazing. She was an amazing person.
Amen.
And right now, I'm happy in a way because at the end of the day, she's with the Lord right now.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what I mean? We the ones that got to do the work. So we didn't fail her. We didn't fail her at all. She's good.
And the way we can make something different about what happened to Lauren and Yanni, I so sympathize always for you and Mika and all of us that's on this phone. But the way we do it different now is to learn how to love ourselves and to learn from it and love ourselves and give the right type of love out to other individuals. But you first have to love yourself. Go ahead, Yolanda. You can speak now.
You know, I understand everything that everyone is saying. I deeply understand it, that, you know, all that. But, you know, when you're in this world, this is like being a celebrity when you can't be a real celebrity in the, you know, other world, whatever. So, you know, a lot of these young kids that are coming up, they never got to even experience a sit down and talk with the Lord, but they never got to experience the real side of her. So only some people can only see her through her performance and her passion for her Vogue and how she used to present herself and how, you know.
Well, those people are the people that are coming through and saying their memories. Well, we have the panel we have today with you is the people that have shared multiple times with Laura like I have. Because you can only be on the phone to be able to agree with each other if you have actually shared a person.
Exactly.
We all know how she shake and move. And that's
exactly
how they knew. But they didn't know her. They knew what
but
she
the thing
performed.
Is that that's what I'm trying to get at is that exactly you hit the perfect point is that they didn't know her. They just knew her from her performance and how she had a, you know, a drive to become legendary, to become iconic and all these different things. You know what I'm saying? So everybody looks at that and you have the real people like us that knew her from her beginning stages to her end stages. And it's like, you know, she was a beautiful person inside and out. And for all the young kids that are trying to be legendary and trying to, you know, I look at it like just be legendary in your own world. Be legendary to yourself, and then you can be legendary in the scene because that's the direction that a lot of us have to take, you know. And hers ended off kind of tragic and however, but hopefully we won't have any more cases like this and people can really understand.
You know, I want to dismiss the whole thing, Yanni, Jennifer, Mika, tragic. Nothing God does is
exactly
tragic. When it's come time, it comes time. And I'm
exactly
glad to say that she's blessed enough to share because anytime he calls me, I'm going. Because where he's at and what's going on up here ain't about a trophy and it ain't about this
amen
little that. So I don't think that it was a tragic situation, but a tragic thing, no, for her to go coming home with the loving heart that she had. I think the lifestyle and the things that she has done and that we all have done are tragic, you know, and that's
right,
not fair to ourselves and
right
then to others. So, I mean, I wouldn't use the word just
right
tragic.
Hold on, Yolanda,
because we have a lot of callers. And to you girls that's in the chat room, I told you motherfucking bitches on Tuesdays and Wednesday, if y'all don't have nothing positive to say on Tuesday or Wednesday, don't write in the chat room at all. I will block y'all bitches, okay? This is going to be the last time, bitch. I don't give a fuck what y'all say in that chat room. It better be positive and it better be nice. Leave all the shade and the shit to Monday when I'm on the line. The next caller is 718-909. You're live on the air on Ladies Night.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing? This is Eric Malone,
hi,
Father Eric Malone.
And hey, Father Eric Malone, how are you?
Hi.
I'm great.
Well, welcome for coming to my show, Ladies Night. I mean, but tonight we're going to be giving a tribute to Laura. We're talking about all the lovely things that Laura have done and done to us personally. So what's up with you? What you got to get?
I just wanted to basically say I understand it was her birthday today as well.
No, it'll be in 5 minutes, four exactly.
4 minutes, so I'm going to wait to actually say my happy birthday. I hope
we were going to get to that. That'll be coming.
Yeah. So
but you stay right there on the line if you want. And if you don't have nothing to share about Laura, any personal feelings or, you know.
I met her a couple of times, and based on our conversations, I just knew her to be a real person. I never really met nobody that blunt and straightforward. she just kept it real. I just enjoyed that aspect of her. And I just wish that I had the opportunity to you know, chat with her some more, chop it up.
Bye.
But, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people that is out there that see tapes and stuff or hear Allura and them go at it. But we're going to share the most legendary go at it moment from Kelly when her birthday comes on through. So we're going to put you back on hold and you stay there. And Kelly, you got any more people?
Yes. Hold on. The next caller is 862-241. You're live on the air on Ladies Night.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
This is Mariah. Yes, it is. Hi. And I'm going to call and say first and foremost, I love every woman that's on this show. I don't want to say no names because I want to go straight to Allura. First thing that I didn't hear nobody mention that a lot of people take us as verbatim when they first see us until we take them outside of that scene and get to know another light of a person. Many people thought Allura was mentally challenged, but Allura was one of the smartest people on this planet. One of the smartest individuals on this planet. And just because we go through drugs, church, dying, HIV, and AIDS, there's a message in every fucking thing that we all say. What we have to do is pay attention instead of throwing shade. Over the years of me watching Allura's particular status, they have wanted to give this lady a hard way to go because she was not the particular A, B, or C girl. But what has happened in the dynamics of life is that everybody now is weeping over one of the most talented people that is no longer here. And
Amen.
The reason being that she's no longer here, because our circle is so fierce where we have to fucking put people on different pedestals in order to embrace them instead of just embracing them for whoever they are. I was a person that started walking balls not because I wanted to be loved and be pleased. I wanted to walk balls to show people that we're only human and we can be loved just as well. I never knew my birth parents growing up, so I really never cared about coming out battling the fags in the scene. The only thing I wanted the people to know in the scene is that no matter what we go through, the gay people can survive and manage through a lot of things. Just so happily, the time that I met Allura, she probably was already going through her medical stage. But since the moment I met Allura, I have embraced that young lady as a friend of mine, and I still do to this day. I want to piggyback on really what Yolanda was saying according to what they see. What they see about us at balls and clips, that's all the fuck they're going to ever know. They're not going to really know what we give or how ball-headed I am or how big is your titties or none of that until we start embracing people outside of the scene. And as long as we stay in that one light, that's all the fuck you're going to know. But if you're my girlfriend, I want to take you outside that light and show you another way. Me and Allura have slept on the same floor together. Me and Allura have bought each other wigs. Me and Allura probably went and got pumped by the same lady, and me and Allura probably sucked the same dick. So that means Allura is a friend of mine, and I will always cherish her name. And with the girl that's on this radio, as long as we continue not to fight and show people that we are friends and we care, bitch, we will have the ballroom scene and HIV go down to a halt. But since
Amen.
We don't shade, since we hate each other, since it's always a competition, because see, the bitch that you battle is the bitch you're supposed to hug first before you battle and then hug them afterwards. But since it's so much shade, once I battle you and I know you're going to read me, I'm going to go out and suck a dick raw anyway, because I know you fuckers don't care. So the love has to come from somewhere outside
from
itself. So if Laura didn't have it, we're supposed to have put it in her. Since Laura didn't have it, she gave fuck it. Since I don't got it and I'm trying to get it from these fags and they ain't giving it to me, ain't no sense in me no longer living here. But this is for the people that are still remaining here on earth. I will hug you. I will give you a kiss. We will battle. We will fucking read. We will go through all that.
Yes.
One thing I will not do is fucking turn my back on a breathing soul that's living here, because I don't want nobody to do the same. Allura didn't even have to end her life that early if she had the particular people to love her outside of her illnesses. Because some of us on this phone could be fucking sick. But that doesn't mean we're not loved, and that doesn't mean that no one cares. So as long as we put that extra energy in and say, listen, bitch, you just fucked me up, but I live for you. I'm not going to read you. I'm not going to talk about your work. I'm not going to say how you look. I'm going to say no matter what the package is, this is my friend.
Oh, man.
As long as we keep remaining that, we can change the ballroom scene around. Some people are selfish, got drivers, don't give a shit, ready to kill everybody. But that's not going to balance over the people that are genuinely caring and loving, like Nicole, who decided to put this radio show up for the ladies, or the Kelly, someone that is changing from a Monday to a Wednesday night. So we can all get red on this phone. But, bitch, what we all can do is really give a genuine love and care and concern and say, bitch, I don't give a fuck. I love you today. Because that's all we need. All of us got half of us got AIDS anyway, so that ain't the key. Because they're going to say it regardless. But outside of that, I have a friend. You can call me as a friend. Wow, that's what we need. Because, bitch, you never know. You love my fucking cure my shit. And next thing you know, I'm on top of the world now. But since we have so much shade amongst each other in this lifestyle, the shade is one of the main reasons why the fucking fags die so fast. Because after you land up in your medical condition, you're really not really into thinking about the fags because yet they trash you and put you down. Mm-hmm. So 2011, we need to go into a year much more prepared of knowing, bitch, we don't really have any more friends. Really, this is the last of the Mohicans on the fucking phone right now.
Hold on, Mariah, and on that note, I just want to say happy birthday to Alora, because it is now after 12 o'clock.
Happy birthday to Alora.
And we're going to come back after this song.
And happy birthday to Miss Jennifer, the legendary evening.
Hello.
Yesterday we used to rock the show. I laid the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block of dough. Notorious, they got to know that. Life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce some time, the night that you took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feelings hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half a breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
back, Kelly. Hold on. We are back. I want to know everybody that's still on this panel. And before we go any further, I think we all need to just take out a moment of silence, to have a moment of silence and rest in peace for Laura. And, Lord, I thank you. I want to tell everybody out there, in order to not get caught up in one of those situations, first, you need to start with self. When you can't understand something, don't go running to the next person. There's a person that can help you through everything, and his name is God. And he has a son that's Jesus Christ, who has died on the cross. Just because we are gay, just because we get up in woman clothing, just because you are feminine boy like Isaac, just because you're a boy and you think like a woman, doesn't mean that God has forgotten. He has not forgotten you. We are all still his children. So we got to take this and we got to be strong with it. We got to keep on pressing. And once we finish pressing for ourselves, we got to press for somebody else. And remember, God has not forgotten any one of us on this phone, no matter what we're going through in our personal lives or how we gagging at night when we're going to sleep, whatever you think about. When you by yourself, talk to the Lord. He'll make it all right. Happy birthday to you, Jennifer. You're 59 years old. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Okay, Kelly, you got any more calls? Yeah, she's 59.
No, she's not.
Nobody didn't know the T. She is.
we have another caller. Oh, wait, hold on. Excuse me, wait, because, my computer is messing up. Hold on.
69 years old.
I mean, I got so much going on over here. I'm a busy woman.
Nicole.
Yes.
Father Alice Milan, you're back on the air.
Hey, Eric.
Eric.
Hold on. Father Alex Milan, you're back on the air. Are you there? Eric, are you there?
You are there. Nicole, you want to beat that feminine queen? Oh, my God.
Rasika, you are feminine.
No, but don't do that, Nicole. Stop it.
Ms. Jennifer, would you like to tell the girls all the things you have indulged in, what age you were when you met Laura, being at your 59?
37.
Yanni?
Excuse me.
How are you? What's going on? You've been really quiet. I know this is always so touchy for you. You really show so much love for Laura. That's why we had to have you here on this phone.
It's not that I'm quiet. It's that I'm going through remembrance, and not only is it Allure's, birthday, also my sister Naima died a year ago.
Oh, Naima Karan, God bless her soul.
Right.
I don't even know that. God bless her soul,
Yanni. So, and then last month was Renee's 8 year of her passing.
With that being saying, that's why I say it's up to us. It has to start with us, as people and as individuals. We have this. It has to start with us, This can be stopped. The only thing that can't be stopped is what God said. So when he said come, it's come. But, this could be stopped with us taking care of ourselves and being real and stepping up to the plate and taking responsibility for our own actions.
And a lot of times people are just scared. They don't want to be judged. But right now it's an epidemic. It's no reason for the resources is out there. You know what I mean? It's so many resources. All it costs is just picking up a phone. You know what I mean? And it don't have to go to that stage. It's not that people die from HIV or AIDS. They die from complications due to the virus. People have it mixed up. The virus don't kill you. It's just the complications of not taking care of yourself. If you're using drugs or things start going, your kidneys, it's just the complications. And
with all that being said, no one in L.A., in the Midwest, on the East Coast, in the upper Connecticut, and the lower United States, no one is exempt. So everyone should pay attention. No one is exempt.
Everyone knows that. What's really crazy is that people, they're listening.
You know what I mean? They know, and they know. They know. I mean, whether they want to admit to it or not or whatever, I mean, we know what's going on with ourselves.
Amen.
So, so
amen.
You don't even need to say that. You really don't even need to say that. I mean, people, it is what it is. You know what I mean? But the bottom line is when you, it's not a death sentence, and you don't have to go out like that.
No,
you don't have to let it kill you. You know, you don't have to put that. You don't have to make it easier for the disease to take you out. You just don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, it's hard. It's hard, and it's hurtful, and it's lonely, and whatever. But you can fight. You know, you can fight. I mean, nothing. I mean. You know, and I hate to use this analogy because, I mean, it's not a strong one, but honestly, I mean, if you can go to a ball and you can face faggots who really don't like you, who at the drop of a dime will do anything to turn you out, and you can fight and face them, then you can go out there and you can fight. Then you can fight to live. You can fight to survive instead of fighting to get your life. You can actually fight to live life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nicole, I want to elaborate on that. Is definitely, it's right, that you can't fight. It's just, it comes from a lot of the pressure, like I'm saying, that it comes from the scene, from real life, just from everything, facing the reality of the AIDS epidemic. You know, it's just some people don't want to face it. Some people don't want to cope with, okay, this is going to happen soon or one day or whatever. You know, and it's just all the different people you're getting pulled by. You're getting pulled
from
by
lack of education, though. A lot of that comes from lack of education. Sometimes when people don't know certain things, we feel what we don't know.
Right.
And when people are not educated properly on certain things, then they tend to
But
what I'm not
going to
do, hold on. What we're not going to do is, though, because I think that everybody has to take responsibility for self. And there's a lot of things going on out there, and there's this, and this person, and this one didn't want me, and this one. No. We're talking about self. I don't think Alora was as dysfunctional or unacknowledgeable, like I think even in the beginning to the end. Like Mika said earlier, and Yanni said, Alora just had this spirit where she did what she wants. That's what she did. I have dragged her up out of situations. I'm sure everyone on this phone has. And Alora next week will go right back to whatever she was determined to do what she wants.
Hold on.
We have a bunch of callers. Let's take some callers.
Hold on.
Keisha, you're live on the air all ladies' night.
I'm sorry. Was that bumped off before by mistake?
Yeah, Kelly.
Okay, I just want to elaborate. First of all, I want to say thank you. You ladies are doing a fantastic job, and
I have
the utmost respect. You, everybody, Mariah, she touched me. What I have to say about Alora and Kelly, all you girls can admit, Alora was a genuinely nice person inside the scene, outside the scene. I remember her as a butch queen starting to learn how to vogue, and the scene did not see her. She was misunderstood, like someone said. She was misunderstood, and it took time and time and time before the scene began to accept her as who she was. When she became a femme queen.
They wasn't ready for her. They wasn't ready for her.
Exactly.
Right, because
okay.
The scene is so made up of the bodies and silicone implants and all that stuff.
Yes.
It's so made up of a pretty face when you don't have to be beautiful to vogue. You don't have to be beautiful to walk runway. You don't have to be beautiful to do none of those things.
God, Alora,
and that's just where it comes from.
Preach.
And everyone has
you want to know something?
My heart because I brought her to the scene. And
Yolanda,
I made
me and Christine used to vote. Me and Yolanda, she was Christina.
Nicole,
used to vote at the warehouse.
You know me, Nicole, from when I was young. You started me out. You taught me about my hand performance. You taught me about catwalks and which way you should swing your hair. And it goes in a circle like the way Mother Ashley does it. And all that stuff. So all I'm trying to say is that it goes into that, into self. It has to be within yourself. You don't have to go with these kids. Oh, let's go smoke a blunt and chill and blah, blah, blah. No, I'm going to go home to my mother's house. I'm going to do other things. You have to branch off. When you don't want to branch off and you want the love from all these different people that probably don't even love you, then it becomes a misery within yourself.
All right, whoever's by the computer, move back away from it.
It becomes misery within yourself, and you have to break the chains of, you know, I'm loving me regardless to anything.
Hold on, Yolanda.
You know, it's so sad that I don't hear none of these young callers calling in
and giving, you know, how they feel.
Because no, you know what? It's not sad. Because all I can worry about is what we're doing right now.
But Nicole, they're listening.
Exactly. And if they're not listening, Keisha, wait a minute, everybody be quiet. And if they're not listening, they're going to hear it. But what I'm not going to be, and I'm not going to take, no, we need to be happy about what we are doing. And whoever did not get it will get it, because if it's meant for them to have, they're going to get it.
That's true. That's true.
Right.
But I just have to say, she is a lovely, beautiful person. Every time I've seen her outside the scene, she's always showed me love. She will go out her way, and you know how the scene is. The scene could be shady, seedy, and you know how the scene could be. She will go out her way to say, what's up, how you doing? She's always showed me love. And every time I think about it, I just start crying, because she was a beautiful person.
I want to say something else, another thing, and this is this to you, Keisha, and this is to everybody on this phone. Alora was not the victim. Mika was not the victim. Isaac was not the victim. We need to stop acting like, I'll be the victim, I'll be the victim. Oh, this one did this. Oh, because of this, this, this. Oh, because this life. Oh, because we are not the victims. Stop acting like a victim and start acting like a warrior. We can beat all of this. This is the same, you know, we really, really can. We're not the victims. This didn't destroy our life. We destroyed our life. We wanted to do this. We had a point to prove, regardless of what situation we came through. We could have took a whole new another direction. We could have been a faggot that was in the corporate office doing this. We could have been a faggot that was in the Isaac things. He goes there too, like the techno. Those are whole new different, like, different people. You know, they don't have all that. We picked what we wanted to do. You understand? That's how it goes. So I don't think we can be blaming or playing the victim. Thank you, Keisha, for calling in. Kelly, is there any more callers?
Okay, hold on. The next caller you have is Father Eric Milan, you're back on the air.
What's up, y'all, again? So now,
hi, Eric.
What's up? I just wanted to just say my happy birthday to Alora. That was my reason for calling back. So,
Jennifer's birthday is today, too. She's 59.
Jennifer's your birthday, too?
Yeah, we shared the same birthday, Alora and I.
Oh, wow.
Well,
happy birthday.
Right, I didn't thank get to you. Say happy birthday, Jennifer.
Yes,
that
tell the lady she's 59 years old.
Are you
yes. Elizabeth
happy
Taylor.
Birthday.
Tell her.
Happy birthday. You know, remember, Alora. Hold on. I'm going to call you today.
So I'll talk to you guys later on. I'll see y'all around.
Okay, thank you, Eric. Thank you. I heard you on the other show. Thank you for being so into it. That's what we need around here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I want to kind of elaborate on something that you just said. A lot of times some people do tend to play the victim or want to blame somebody, but sometimes we have to take responsibility for ourselves. You know, being a leader or not actually is – it can destroy you, and it can make you, for the most part, it can make you a stronger individual. When you go into an arena and allow people to judge you and to tell you that you're this and that you're that, it breaks you down, and it builds you up as well, because for some people, it's supposed to break you down.
That's part of what the form does. Just part of what it does. You have to
right, and that's why it all elaborates in the strength
no matter
for yourself.
What some judges or what anybody says is that you are legendary within yourself, not the ballroom scene, because the ballroom scene can burn down right now.
I want to dedicate this next song to my sister Jennifer and to my sister Alora. I want to wish both of y'all a happy birthday. Jennifer, you still here on earth, happy birthday, and many more. And the same thing to Alora, many more shows and many more memories
yes,
of you.
And Kelly, before you go,
this song is definitely hold on, this song is definitely for both of y'all.
Sure.
Happy birthday to both of y'all.
Doesn't make my sense.
Tamara's trying to get up on this phone. The 347-316. 347-316.
Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready and capable this time? Because y'all had some
yes.
stuff going on in your background.
Okay, what's going on to y'all? I'm going to start backwards. Tamara. This is Tamara Revlon, the legendary performer, who also has a very intimate relationship with Alora. So, Tamara, go ahead, take the floor and tell us what's going on and how has Alora changed and affected your life.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
That's what's up. I'm drinking a Four Loko right now to my motherfucking sister, Alora. I love that motherfucking bitch. That's my motherfucking sister.
Kiana.
I'm here, and I just want to say, sister, definitely I love her down, all the way to the ground.
So wait a minute. We're going to take y'all back on a story. When the first time we met Alora was at an all-star competition. For everybody that's from New York, that dance,
that's
they know
so
about
fun.
The all-stars. Am I right
or
am I wrong?
Yeah. Hi.
All right. So me and Kiana went to the Octagon, and we got into it with this motherfucking bitch named Chyna. Skinny, light-skinned, butch queen.
Uh-huh. Blue Chyna, Kelly. Chyna Blue, Kelly. Chyna Blue.
Me and Kiana got in the cab, and the motherfucking child Chyna knocked on the window of the cab and told us to get out the car because she was ready to tear it down. So if anybody knows me and Kiana, y'all know we got up out that motherfucking car to tear it down. Got out the car, we started tearing it down with Chyna and two of her motherfucking girlfriends. Now, mind you, Alora ain't know us from a hole in the motherfucking wall. But all she knew was that we was vulgar motherfucking bitches. And motherfucking Alora came from out of nowhere, took her shoe off, held the top part of her boot in her hand, and clocked Chyna in her head so motherfucking hard that you could see the birds, the Tweety birds, flying around that motherfucking bitch head. Do you hear me?
Yes, baby. Yes, she was a heavy
killer. If my motherfucking sister Alora wasn't nothing else, that motherfucking bitch wasn't no motherfucking whore, darling. Trust and believe me.
Well, baby, on that note,
yes, it's time.
My fondest memory in all my 15 years, or the 21st of this month, would be with Alora. And everybody that's on this phone know that I am a battle cat. But Miss Alora was the only bitch. Yes, this is Kelly. Miss Alora was the only bitch that gave the very bitch, I don't give a fuck what you do, bitch. I'm going to continue to fight you. Me and Alora proceeded to fight down from the store down to Harmony's.
Yeah.
I didn't say, okay, I'm tired of fighting this young lady. I'm going home. I got all the way to 34th Street with me and Jennifer in the U-Haul. That lady called my cell phone. I don't know how she got my number. But that lady gave the memory, where you at? because I want to fight again. It's not over. I said, oh, really? You want some more, bitch? She said, yeah. I said, well, where you at? That bitch told me, I'm the gingerbread man, bitch. You catch me if you can. I went back down to the village and looked for her. She wasn't in the village. I got to 14th Street. She was on 14th Street. We fought to get on 14th Street. I said, okay, I'm done. I'm going home. I got all the way uptown. That bitch called me back and said, no, baby, you got to come back because we got to fight again. Me and that lady fought three times, honey. And I gave her that all my 15 years. She was the only bitch in 15 years that gave her that. After we fight, we're going to continue to fight. You know I beat the girls down, honey. The girls get beat and they stay down. They don't want to fight no more. They don't say nothing else. I respect that lady because she gave the right. I will never give up. Every time I beat you, we're going to fight. And
you
know,
and to everybody, she was going motherfucking to me and that motherfucker.
And to everybody that's on the phone line, that happened on Friday night. To everybody on the phone line, that happened on Friday night. Okay, and Saturday night I came to the village. That lady was in the village, and we walked all up and down 14th Street in the back seat all night long and did the damn thing. That's when you know a bitch is your motherfucking girlfriend, because y'all can fight, y'all can tear it or whatever. But at the end of the day, well, before that 24 hours is over, you gotta call her, you gotta apologize to that bitch and say I was wrong. That's when you know you have a true and you have a genuine girlfriend. And Alora, she was that.
You shouldn't have messed with her, Butch Queen.
She didn't play about that, Isaac. You know, she did not play about her butch queen. She was not going to do that.
That lady came all the way to, I never went to, I tell y'all girls, I love Miss Alora Missay because I left from there and went to Brooklyn, and that lady did not want to stop fighting. That lady came from the village to Brooklyn. I mean, she busted the window out of that man U-Haul in the back of Cozy Projects, Missay. And I gagged, Missay. That bitch called me out the window at God Rest Sabrina Soul, a Sabrina window, and gave the right, bitch, I'm out here. I just bust the window out to your U-Haul in the back of the project. Come downstairs and let's fight. I came downstairs and I'm looking, oh, you ain't get my U-Haul. You got another U-Haul. But we tore it again. And then we were still girlfriends after that. I get her here the next day, and we hit it to 14th Street. You know that's a girlfriend.
Let me ask something. Let me say something. If anybody's talking in the background, they move around. Kiana, give us one of your moments. You are very close. I haven't heard what I heard everybody else. Give me something, you and Alora, wow, because I know some of my own stuff. But
tell
you give
Kiana,
me something.
Tell Kiana to talk about when Alora came to her house stoned, and she put Alora out butt naked.
Okay, and I did that out of tough love. That's because I love that bitch. And it's no shame. And I wouldn't want anybody to do that to me, too. It's no shame. The whole New York City, the whole East Coast, West Coast, whatever, I don't think it's a day that nobody wants a day of that bitch of getting motherfucking stoned. And I'm not going to touch her on that. I'm not going to take that away from her. But like I said, it's no one that wants a competition. But at the end of the day, I think they had a tough love.
We've all had our times with her.
And I still call her naked, and she still went back to the after hours.
Wait a minute. Nicole,
yes.
Do you know Kiana sat there, and Alora was getting stoned, and Alora said, sister, give me $20 so I can get to the Aspies. Kiana said, sister, just go in the room and lay down and take it down. Alora said, bitch, I'm not taking it down nowhere. I need to go to the Aspies. Kiana gave her, if you want to go to the Aspies, you won't go in the clothes that you got and not the clothes that I gave you. Kiana stripped her, took her out her pants, and took her out her shirt. All Alora had on was shoes, long johns, and a bra.
Okay, but at the end of the day, that bitch was genuine and lovely and loving kindness. Like everybody say, that bitch ain't never stole from me, no matter how serious I was. But that bitch ain't never stole from me. I ain't have to worry about that bitch robbing my house, for nothing. And that is what I love about Alora.
Alora, what I got to say to everybody on this phone.
For everybody that's listening on this phone right now, if you never met Alora and you never knew her, then you missed a lovely motherfucking person.
Yes.
One of the bitches.
Yes, I
definitely
believe that, yeah.
She knew where the fuck she came from.
Not even,
she
knew how to bring you to attention. You were going to pay attention. And
that
I don't care what you were doing, how you was doing it, you was going to pay attention. She demanded it.
Wait a minute, Nicole, I don't care if she was on the back of the runway, holding on to a pole, until she hit it all the way down to the floor. If you did not like her, what you would do was respect her.
And I can
and
say
that bitch will keep you laughing down. Wherever mode you in, bitch, she will keep you up mode. Happy, bitch.
Do we have any more callers? Anybody on the line that would like to press one and participate in this conversation? We have a whole panel full of people that truly love Alora dearly. This is a tribute, ladies' night.
Nicole, you have a whole bunch of callers. Hold
on. All right, bring them on through.
Okay. 347-48-468. You're live on the air.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, what up? This is one of, you know, I'm calling the shed love for Alora. This is David, ex-Caron Garcon.
Hi, David.
Hey, what's up? And, you know, me and Alora is really close because I remember around the Jordan days when I was one of the new kids for the House of Jordan, and me and Elijah was cool, and Alora and Elijah, they was brothers, and Yolanda. And, you know, Hello?
You're here, David. This is Nicole. You're here.
All right.
Yes.
One of my memories was, like, around, you know, we had a lot of memories, but what really got to me the most is I remember when Elijah moved to Atlanta, and Alora was still living up here, and I remember, like, she started, like, kind of looking, you know, deteriorating. So I remember what I did was I was still in contact with Elijah.
Everybody on the line, hold on, David. Hold on. Everybody on the line, you know what it's given. If y'all are talking, mute your phone, do something. Let's show some respect where respect is due. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, like I was saying, I remember, like, when I started seeing her and she wasn't looking that bad, I mean, as good as she used to or whatever. So what I did was I called Elijah and I told Elijah, yo, you need to speak to Alora because, you know, you never know, you know what I'm saying? So I remember giving Alora Elijah number so they could just touch bases, you know, just so they could, you know, communicate back and forth. And then next thing you know, it hit the fan. But for me, just for them to, like, speak and just for her to get in contact with her brother, you know, I felt good about that. But
I like that. Do you have a lovely, friendly, key memory of Alora?
Oh,
and
I do.
We have more time, so make it brief.
I remember one time I was in. Hello.
Yeah.
I remember. I live in the Star, and I remember I was in Brooklyn, so I was walking up Classen, and I see this femme queen dip in the corner. So I'm like, yo, who is that? Or whatever the case may be. So, and it seemed like they kept turning back, like, trying to dip on me. And it's so funny. Then when I turned around, she was talking to this dude and whatever. She's like, oh, that's you, brother. That's you. I was like, oh, that was you dipping them corners? Or whatever the case may be.
That
was just like.
That's Alora. That is definitely Alora. We have other callers on this line. There's only like 20 minutes left into the show.
All right.
Thank you for calling, and I appreciate your memory.
Love.
God bless you. Kelly, just any more calls?
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Ain't nothing private
okay,
about that.
Okay, private caller, you're gone. Okay. 347-440, you're live on the air.
Hey, y'all. Good night. Good night. This is Nicki Minaj.
Hey, Nicki. What's going on? How are you?
What's up? Well, my little memory of Allura is when, I think it was in 07, me, her, Weezy, and a few of us went to the Aunties or whatever, and we were sitting there, and they were smoking blunts because I don't smoke. I don't do that. So I was watching them. So she was with us, and she was like, y'all got a dollar? I'm going to give y'all a show. So we gave her a dollar. She put, like, the dollar in the music machine or whatever, and then, like, some cunts of real fish walked in, and she's like, oh, so these girls can't take me. And then she started voguing, like, to some, like, regular music, and she's like, you know, this is my music. You know, so now you got the Cuban Pete, this is my shit. And she started dipping off the tables. But anyway, we left the Aunties and went to the clubhouse. That's when the clubhouse was in Chinatown or whatever. So we used the car now, and a cab driver pulled up next to us, and she started, like, voguing in the back of the car, like she was giving a head boot, like she was munching him or whatever, and the cab driver was, like, key-keying or whatever. So we got to the clubhouse now, and the guys was like, we can't get in. She was like, all right, brothers, y'all let me off at the village. I'm going to get some coins, and y'all come back and get me. So we didn't have to do that or whatever. So we got to the clubhouse, and that's the night she battled her daughter, Mercedes, in the I Love New York T-shirt, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's one of the stories, Allura. But, and another thing, too, on our way to the clubhouse, we had, like, a re-conversation in the back, and I must say, Allura is, like, a very intelligent person. Like, she's, like, dumb smart, like, smart, smart, smart. So that's it.
Thank you for calling in. You know, as you were saying that, memory, it takes me back to something. I want Quincy to call in here because Allura did something, Kelly.
Kelly, hold on, hold on, hold on, Nicole, hold on, Nicole. War Room Truth. What is your problem in the chat room? These girls, wait, hold on, because I want to understand what you're talking about in the chat room, because these are the fondest memories that these girls have of this young lady, honey, and they give it, they all, and all their memories, just because somebody is not saying what you want to feel or how you feel about the situation. Won't you take a call in here and let's hear your memory of this lady? Everybody has different memories. Nobody, first of all, let me tell you one thing, and I learned this from my grandmother 7 years ago when she passed away. No, who phone is ringing? Hello?
Hello?
Who's calling someone?
I don't know.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, who is this?
Nicole.
Yes, you are here.
Hello, who is this?
Hold on, that's Yolanda.
Okay, hold on. First of all, let me tell you one thing, okay? And I learned this from my grandmother 7 years ago when she passed away. Nobody wants to be remembered when they was ill and when they was going through their transitioning of life. Nobody wants to be remembered like that. They didn't live like that, and they don't want their friends to remember them like that. And I learned that from my grandmother, and that was my best friend, my heart, and my soulmate. And I did not cry or anything. She wanted me to remember how she was when she was happy on this earth, and she was having all the joy in her life. And so that's how we remember in this lady, and that's the way we go to keep remembering everybody else that passed.
Amen.
On and that has
Amen.
Passed.
All right, I need a roll call quick for who's still on this cast.
Everybody's still on the phone, Nicole.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's what I'm talking about here. Do we have anybody else on the phone line?
Nicole, maybe you should talk about the funeral and how did the funeral touch you, and was it more of a happy home going.
I wish Selvin was on this phone to talk about the funeral, because you had to actually have seen Angels in America to know what Allura funeral was like. Okay, when I say it, I don't want to label us as hobos or sexual, but this is what they say. When I say the hobos was in the building, they was in the building. We actually had another memorial for the people that was missed. You can go on YouTube and you can look up and you see Yanni and myself and all of us up there talking and telling our, you know, experiences about Allura. But her funeral was the baddest funeral I have seen in years giving to a transsexual. She was in drags. Morgan had did her dress up and everything. They had her hair done. It was, I want to say that in the beginning of the funeral, you know, before Mika and everyone had spoken, it was tension, you know, far as the father and the mother and what they thought or whatever. But when them queens were walking up on that thing and saying what they were saying, and we all know, whoever knows Allura,
how she had a personal thing, you know, going back and forth with her father. And when Demika and all of they just spoke and Deja and spoke and everything, the love became so in the room that the father got up there and apologized to Alora and everybody in there because he's Jamaican. So he didn't
you
see all
of that.
You
better motherfucking eat it, Nicole.
He
you
went up,
eat it.
He came up there and apologized. It was over, Tamara, because it was tension. The mother wasn't using him. He paid for the funeral. The aunt wasn't using the mother. It was, you know, then you had all of us in there who wasn't using none of them. But when the funeral was over and everybody had spoke, I think it's the top funeral. I haven't seen the funeral like that yet. I love the way she went down. So that's why I say it wasn't a tragedy because Miss Alora lived her life, and then she got buried the way she liked to. It was amazing. If she had a ball, she would have made coins get back.
She will always be remembered as a beautiful person.
And all the girls that got up there, all the girls that got up there and spoke and said what they had to say about that lady brought her father to transitioning.
Yes, you did. You fucking right, Kelly. Yes. That was the most touching thing at the funeral, that when everybody was in there, it was a lot of tension, and if you knew Alora personal, you knew the attention. Amika, you would be, you know, it was. But when everyone got up on that thing, the faggots went from the back to the front, and everybody in there was having a ball. We were on chairs. They were standing outside the door. And after it all, for the father to sit there so shady and didn't speak to anybody, he got up on that pulpit, and he apologized to Alora and the whole community. It was. He said it like he didn't know how to take it. He wasn't, you know, he was a Jamaican guy. So, but at the end of the day, God got the glory. It went out. It was a bang. It went out. I loved it.
Yeah.
I think I loved it. We have any more callers on this line? Mika, what do you think about that funeral? How much it touched you?
But you want to know something? I didn't, at that time, me and Kiana did not come to the funeral because we were upset with Alora, because we felt like our sister gave up and we wanted more time with her.
And that's understandable. That's understandable.
And
y'all wasn't, and y'all didn't go to that funeral because y'all felt upset. Well, let me tell you, because I was there. Y'all missed a badass funeral.
No, we might not have been to the funeral, but we were at the hospital every motherfucking day when our sister was in there because we motherfucking wanted her to come home.
I think Tamara has a valid point just as far as, like, we didn't want to really see her go out like that. Like, I didn't want to see her go out like that. We all tried to help to bring her out of that.
I mean, that's all a choice individually wise. I think that's all a choice individually. Y'all seen her come in.
Absolutely.
And I will always just want to remember her as a beautiful person as she was. And I'm thankful for everybody that was at the funeral. And I do apologize for not being there. But at the end of the day, God will bless all of us.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Yolanda. Don't apologize, because let me tell you something. These motherfuckers don't know who Alora is. The people that are on that Nicole kept on the line are the people that know who Alora is. We love Alora, and you don't have to apologize for not being there because you were mad at her. Because you know what? Alora was too good of a person and too strong of a person
to give up
the way she did, and we were upset with her. But make no motherfucking shade. We loved our sister.
And I say that, I think that we all loved Alora. Kudos to Alora. You know, it's bad, it's good, it's fierce. I actually think the Kiana thing. But the same describer say, I was talking to Quincy the other day, and he was telling me something on how he was speaking to Alora. This is something how Alora was, Isaac, like so fierce. Now, everybody, you know, you go to the after hours, you cannot vogue in the after hours. Miss Alora could vogue in the after hours. They gave up that right that she could vogue in the after hours. So Chrissy told me that all the girls is there, it's packed. And, you know, I think it's the same time that Nicki Minaj is talking about, and she's asking the girls for the Nicki, the song she was playing was Michael Jackson, You Got to Be Started Something. They said she played that song every dollar. She kept putting a dollar in when it stopped, and she vogued. down. But you have to get into the song. You got to be starting something. And the way she described how much that song meant to her was amazing. And this coming from Quincy, how he told me the story. And they're like, Quincy, why do you keep giving her these dollars? And you know my singer's going to get on there and put the thing in. She put the dollar back in, and she played Michael Jackson, and she broke down.
And you want to know what? Ashley Icon motherfucking made dramatic performance. But Alora
took it to another
level.
From Ashley to Yolanda to Alora. That's how it goes. That's how the story goes.
No, it went. And I am on this phone, and I was here before everybody on this phone, but other than Tamara, Kiana, Jennifer. It went to Ashley, the queen of dramatics, who that is, the mother of dramatics, to Yolanda turning it, to Alora taking it to a different level. That's the way it went. You had your turning it point, and you turned it, and you was eating it out and everything, and when Alora took it to a level, you took a seat back. You can check the tapes, and you'll see. I got seen two of them the other day on the days that Tamara and them came,
exactly,
and Yolanda took it to another level.
Categories and stuff, so I had, you know, she did that.
You missed me, Andy, before
that.
Yolanda and before Alora. You missed me, Andy. After Ashley came the Andy, then they came.
Yeah, well, what are we talking about, the New York girls? I'm not just trying to anybody that's in
Philadelphia. No, motherfucking the Andy and Yolanda were the rival.
That's the end of that conversation. Moving on.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be yelling. Hold it. I'm not going to be yelling over y'all, honey. I have a caller, 513-526. You're live on the air on ladies'
Hello.
Night. Yes,
Hello.
You're live on the air, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, who's this? What's going on?
I'm a kid. I'm in Ohio or whatever, and I listen to y'all all the time. But I'm just like, I really appreciate what y'all doing for Alora. I didn't know her, but I did see her on YouTube, and that woman goes in.
Yes,
and
she does.
I loved her for everything she was, and I really appreciate
y'all.
Darling,
you missed a beautiful motherfucking woman, then.
You were at a Kiki where I know Miss Alora, and she embraced everyone. That was the lovely thing about Alora. You didn't have to be this. You didn't have to be that. She embraced everyone. And Alora is another true statement that goes to the ballroom scene about them and people being chopped and stuff. Chop,
Nicole,
was her name.
Nicole, they tried her.
They chopped. Wait a minute. I'm going to let you speak. Wait a minute. They chopped Alora. This is what a working person does. And Kelly has spoke about this before. They chopped her so many times. And when I say all of us can agree, when she came back and she didn't come kicking through the door, boom, bang, just a whole kick and everything, then she'll come back with something crazy and jump off of somewhere, wherever. Then she come back every time she came back, whenever they chopped her, she taught them not to chop her again.
And you know what another thing that we forgot to mention about Alora?
Out of all my 15 years of being out, from a bitch to go, like Mika said, from a bitch that could take a pillow and stuff it in there, bitch, and make her body as if she was a bitch queen in drag, I never knew until that bitch wore a dress out one day that bitch actually went and got pumped, because her motherfucking pillows looked like her seal when she got it motherfucking done.
Yes,
she
did.
She got it done the same way those motherfucking pillows looked at her motherfucking pants, and it was on point, and that bitch had the softest side of CS motherfucking titties, bitch, that I ever motherfucking
Wait a minute. Miss Nicole, you said it best. Bitch, if nobody ain't had a eating it motherfucking titty,
Oh my God, Alora, and I think, you know what, Kelly, I'm glad you said that, because that's the truth. We never knew when Alora got pumped, because it didn't look different. So when she came out and started putting on dresses, Isaac, it was gagged, because you knew Alora was padded, but then all of a sudden she just
bust out, bitch. And it was all this body and stuff. So, like, was she padding on top of her body that she was just getting done still?
Nicole, I would say this. The night in the green dress when she first revealed to me that I thought was the most eating at night when she had on the green dress with her and David.
That was in motherfucking Philadelphia, bitch.
And she had on that green dress. No, she was in Brooklyn. She was in Brooklyn at that ball, and she came out. She wasn't in the ball. Deja had guys, whatever, whatever. And she came out the back, and the whole entire runway closed in. The dress fell down. Her titties shook. Her ass shook. You know, you can't get it any better than Laura.
No, the big shakes her ass.
That motherfucking Philly ball with that motherfucking green dress on, bitch, and she sat everybody down. Bitch, my motherfucking sister may be resting in peace, but y'all don't want a motherfucking
I don't think that there would be anybody in the ballroom scene today, and I will say it. And when there is a person, no, you want to know something? I will say there is a person who came along and gave me the same energy as Laura. I may disagree for your own personal reasons, but I'm telling it because it's the truth. The only person that has came along after Laura with the same energy has been Laomi. Anybody after her have not came along and giving me any. Miss Laura would stand there, bitch, and look at you from her fucking face, bitch, and fall into a dip and didn't fall out. Her legs went under, her leg went up, and you was gagging. This is what she gave us when she came out and she was walking. So when Tamara says she's the one who took dramatics to a different level, yes, she did. Y'all remember that time she came to the YWCA, bitch, and she had on the all black, and she stood in the back, missing how she was just shaking her head like that for the longest of time.
No, you talk about the YWCA, Nicole. Let's talk about the motherfucker. Hold on, let's talk about the legend tour at the YWCA when she came out with that long black weave mistake and cleaned the motherfucking judges' table with her weave mistake, sending it across from the whole table, cleaning everything off the motherfucking table.
Wait, y'all remember this chair? Because this is how they start. Get off. She was in the pink. How she was kicking like that. She kicked that way all the way through in that pink. I'm dead.
Because they used to be on her. And bitch, they motherfucking Selvin gave her very, get off.
That was over. Miss Laura has brought, like I said, smiles, and her whole performance will just have you perform. So for y'all who don't know, and y'all listening, and somebody on the air, and y'all want to find out, go to YouTube. You can put Laura Ebony or Laura Jordan, or you can just put Laura, and you will see what type of person and what type of energy she brought to the whole ballroom scene. Do we have any more callers, Kelly? Because there's only 5 minutes left to the show.
No, we don't.
Okay, so in this 5 minutes, I want to let everybody as well. Now we have four. So I want everybody on the panel to give their good nights one by one, starting with Tamara and Kiana. Y'all give y'all good nights and y'all blessings to Laura, and we can move on.
I'm sorry for crying. But I just started though, if you never met Laura, then you missed out on a beautiful motherfucking person that roamed the face of this motherfucking earth. That was my sister. I love her to hell. And y'all can only imagine how much it hurts to miss somebody like her. And God took her for a reason. I don't know why. But that was my sister, and I love her. Laura, I love you. If you can hear me, I love you, sister. I love you.
Thank you, Kiana. Kiana. Okay, Yolanda.
Yes, God bless Laura. So happy birthday, Laura. Many more to come. And just for the young kids that are listening in that may not want to click in, just please be safe out there. Please just stay away from any negative stuff. Try to just find yourself. Definitely just try to find yourself. Amen.
Thank you. Isaac? Isaac, is Isaac still on the line?
His number's still in, but I don't know if he's there.
Jennifer?
Yes. Good night, everybody. And Alora, I love you. And I'm happy that we share the same birthday. So this means I will never forget you. And thank you, Nicole, for having me, Kelly, everybody. Good night.
I'm here. I want to say happy birthday to Alora. We know we definitely miss you. All the work that you put in is definitely appreciated. And you'll never be forgotten. There is only one. You are and you were a true phoenix. Like our ball, October 23rd. Make sure y'all there.
Okay.
And Alora, we love you.
Thank you. Kelly?
Who's Misha?
Misha. Misha?
Yeah.
I love
you.
Oh, no, Yanni. Yanni, sorry, Kelly. Kelly,
no,
Yanni?
Yanni got cut off. I'm talking about Misha. Mika.
Mika? No, Mika's not on. She's been gone.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, practice safe sex. The life you save can be your own. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you want to go in and fuck and suck with somebody, please make sure you definitely do wrap it up. And I'll see you back here Monday night for the recap show. Everybody, come out tomorrow night to Esquilita's for legendary Jennifer Evisa's birthday bash at Esquilita's Miss Caribbean, too. And
in
10. How you doing? Take it away,
Nicole. Hi, I enjoy everybody for coming on the show. This is Wednesdays. I'm your host, Ladies Night. This is dedicated to Alora. I love you. You were a friend. You meant so much to my heart, and your performance has changed the way I've thought about performance for years. Never the same thing does not have to happen to you. Love yourself. Put God first, and everything will be okay. Use condoms. They are a must. God bless you, and I'll see you back Wednesday night. Later.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah. Look what this other person. Nicholas, say you're right there. Huh?
I don't know, maybe the girls is in the chat room.
Pump this, yes! Little Kim, the queen bee.
Ladies night, what? It must be Andy on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Go to L tonight. Keep the rhymes right, yo. I just picked this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Delma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's gone. Bang this in your wrist. Pack some Cody Rhodey with the chips in the wrist. Here's a fresh picture. I dismiss all you chicks. Fit six from the fourth fifth. Make it dance. I stay focused in the dope like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and hopeless. I ain't lying. Niggas trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack. New Jack. Sit there. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck. What the fuck? Bump Biggie in the truck. In the bus to my double vision. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap made with the QB. And I got all my sisters with me.
What?
Somebody said something?
No.
Oh, I thought somebody said something.
I thought you was hearing things. Nicole Plashed?
Yeah.
Go wait, I gotta call you so we could let me call your phone.
Okay.